sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 24 kuMpandula 2023 ngokhiphs dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Silenkinga esihlangana naso sivela kukhetho njengamaZimbabwe confronted with a big political problem eseZimbabwe emayelana lendaba ke yokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ngemva kokhetho.
Abakubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlayana ngamapholisa.
Amaphoyisa nabantu abafundele umsebenzi abakwazi ukuthi umuntu uma ehambe kanje uqamule umthetho. So thina sikhangelela ukuthi kona abantu laba babotshwa ngamapholisa abaye babagcini bomthetho abakhangelela ukuthi umuntu udalele iphicala.
Kodwa abakubandla le-ZANU-PF bathi ngabazilutho ngokubotshwa kwamalunga e-CCC. Sizalethulela ezemidlalo ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Abakubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Jambisa bathi amalunga ebandla leli abotshwa mahlayana eZimbabwe kulandela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngoNcwabakazi lonyaka. Kusanda kubotshwa umeya weBindura umnumzana Jacob Gwature okuthiwa watshontsha imali yabantu. Leli licala lakudala. Banengi abakubandla leli ababotshwa ngamapholisa. Umnumzana Ostalo Siseziba osanda kumiswa emthethwandaba esithuswa icala lokuthi wathethisa owesifazana ngesikhathi kugangaselwa ukhetho oledluleyo uthi athwele nzima amalunga e-CCC.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu yethu. Sile nkinga esihlangana naso sivela kukhetho njengamaZimbabweans were confronted with a big political problem eseZimbabwe emayelana le ndaba ke yokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ngemva kokhetho. Ungakhangela kubo mguza ungahambe emaphandleni abantu bayahlukuluza ukuba nalavotelelani nge-ITPC. Abantu abavotelani i-ITPC bavotela ukubana kube le nguquko kwele Zimbabwe. Ungakhangela isimo lempilo zabantu ziyaveza sobala ukubana kwele Zimbabwe sile nkinga. Ungahamba umgwaqo wetsholotsho uyakutshengisa isimo sikahulumente. Usuka enkaya ubuya kobulawa emadolobheni noma uzama ukuya khona into kuma emadolobha angasakobula kuya kuvezela sobala. Ungahamba uyengena kubo kulilima isimo sempilo yabantu. Ungakhangela izikhwama zabantu, ukhangela amatitsha, osobhuku, izinduna, ukhangela amasosha lamapholisa. Impilo yabo yakuvezela ukubana eZimbabwe kule nkinga. And inkinga ilapha ukubana ukhetho leZimbabwe layenza ngendlela engasiyo, ikakhulu indaba yemanipulation lokutshontshwa kwamavoti ukubana iZANU-PF ifuna ukureturna ke amavoti without the mandate of the people.
Usiziba ongumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC njalo omele ijabalala phela indaba edala lephalamende uthi uyamangalisa okwenziwa ngamapholisa okhanya ebambisana lebandla le-ZANU-PF.
Konke konoku kuvezakala ngenxa yokubana ungathi winile angeza kulandela ushiyatshaya abantu noma ukuhlukumeza abantu wena nxa usuthi winile. Ngingakhangela we have two members of parliament, Honorable Maureen Kadenwama, Honorable Siziba, bonke bangena lokuphuma emadali on account of politics. Ungakhangela ke amakhansela eHarare, our deputy mayor, kathesi umeya wethu weBindura ubotshwe bebotshela all on flimsy charges ukuthi abanye bathi kuthiwa wahamba wahlabela, abanye babotshela indaba zokuthi ubukelelani i-Highlanders. So kulicala ukusupporta i-Highlanders, which we know ukuthi i-Highlanders is the team of the nation. And asosisayekele ukuyisupporta ngabo every Zimbabwean unelengwe lokusupporta ke i-team ayifunayo.
Asenelisanga ukuxoxa ngodaba lolu lesikhulumeli samapholisa u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati ubengaphenduli umakhalekhukhwini. Ibandla le-ZANU-PF lithi kalilani lokubotshwa kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC. Umnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla elibusayo uthi amapholisa kumele akhululeke ekuqhubeni umsebenzi wabo.
Uma umuntu ebotshwa mbona kule charge sheet elitshengiselayo ukuthi umuntu udala icala bani, okuyukuthi abantu ababopha abantu ngamapholisa siyo ZANU-PF. So ngaleyo ndlela amapholisa nangabantu abafundele umsebenzi abakwazi ukuthi umuntu uma ehambe kanje uqamule umthetho. So thina sikhandela ukuthi kona abantu laba babothwa ngamapolisa abayi babagcini bomthetho abakhandela ukuthi umuntu udalele iphicala. Ongaba buhlungu ukuthi abantu balethe indaba zamapolisa le ndaba zokuqweqwa komthetho. Babe sebesithi ngendlela ukuthi laba ngenxa yokuthi bayibandla le triple C akusafanelanga babotshwe. Ah lapho mbungene sasingasakwazi sikwenzayo. Kanti ke iqiniso elikhona ukuthi uma kuthi kule cala abalidalileyo ungwezanpf ngwe-triple C amaphoyisa abakhangela ibandla bakhangela ukuthi idale icala bani. So ngaleyo ndlela mboni ngani mina ukuthi singafaka ibandla lezanpf phakathi ngokubotshwa kwabantu sabe sesiphambanisa. Ayisiyo zanpf obopha abantu, abantu babotshwa ngamapholisa ngokuqamula ababe bekwenze imithetho.
Kodwa umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-Freedom Alliance uthi ukwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe kwamanje kuthakazelelwa libandla elibusayo.
Umumo wezombusazwe elizweni umi kabi kakhulu uManzonzo ukuthi labazigcobileyo bazigcobe ngesibhuda abasazi ukuthi benzeni ngaso ukuthi bangahamba baye emtshadweni ngesibhuda sabo siyabayangisa labo njengoba bebekhona phana. Kukhethwe le khabhinethi vele kakukho uhambayo, yindlela nje yokufosela kuphela ke eyenkani esiyibonayo. Ukuhlutshwa ke kwalaba abaphikisayo akusiyonto emangalisayo ke, sokuyinto eyinjwayelo elizweni. Okufuneka sikusho ukuthi kuyinto embi kakhulu khona lokho. Bese sibokhangela futhi ke ukuthi i-CCC ilokhu lomcabango wokuthi ukhetho alube khona. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngumbono omuhle, umbono esingathi unika abantu induduzo kuhamba kusiyale, ngoba siyamazi uhulumende weZimbabwe since 1980 ulenye inkani eyesabekayo, inkani ezilayo eyangisayo, akalandaba lokuthi abantu kuyini abakufunayo. Kuyatshengisela ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe nxa kuyikuthi ukhetho nxa olukhangele kuyi-half-half ngenye indlela, okuyikuthi uhulumende owabantu abahlakaniphileyo abalobuchopho bebeza kubona kuswelekile ukuthi kukhona okumele ukuthi ke kwenzakale. Ngeshwa ke kungenzeka kumbe ngokusweleka okwenhlanhla kungenzeka ukuthi ke izanu iqhubeke ngezinto zinjalo, umkhono mubola kusiya phambili kusiya khona le ku-2028. Yikho ke okubuhlungu kakhulu khonoko. Kuyadinga ukuthi abantu nxa bevota kabavote kubonakale ukuthi izanu kabayifuni, hayi ukuthi babe besenza ingiphongipho.
Kulabanye abakubandla elibusayo abathi akumelanga kukhahlanyezwe amalunga amabandla aphikisayo ngoba i-CCC kayimanga kahle okwamanje. Umnumzana Joseph Chuma okudalele ZANU-PF Central Committee ngomunye olombonolo. Banengi abantu abathi kumele inkokheli yebandla elibusayo le-CCC ikhumisane umlota ukuze kulungiswe okuningi okubhekane labantu kwele Zimbabwe. I-CCC ithi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa weba ukhetho olwaqhutshwa ngoNcwabakazi. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulabantu abedlula amajumi amathathu 34 ababhubhe kulandela ukulumatha kwamafutha epetulo kwele Benin. Amafutha la abethengiswa ngodlu. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba uMnumzana Lloyd Austin ophethe uhlangothi lukahulumende lwezomvikela kwele Melika wethekelela kuzwekazi le-Afrika. Ukhangelwe ukuba uzakhulumisana nenkokheli yamazwe ambalwa ngezomvikela. Okwamanje sike sizwe ezamasiko. Kwezamasiko namhlanje sikhuluma lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ngesithombe sikamzilikazi kamashobana. Baba Ngwenya, siyawamukela kuhlelo, kunjani baba?
Ngibingelele kwaudube mphinde ngibingelele nakubalaleli bethu abasakazi bonke bomsakazi wethu esiwuthanda kangaka.
Ye, akusitshele ngesithombe senkosi umzilikazi esisanda kwethulwa.
Isithombe lesana abalaleli bonke abasibonayo isembulwa laphayana endaweni ebizwa kuthiwa kuse-Kida Lodge. Kuliplazi lelana lika-Prime Minister ngithi noma ngithi undunankulu owayengundunankulu wase-South Africa u-Paul Kruger. Abanikazi baleya ndawo bathi bona ekubhaleni kwabo umlando kumbe ngithi ekulondolezweni kwabo umlando noma imbali yesizwe sabo njengesizwe samabhunu ama-Afrikaners bakubona kufanele ukuthi baphinde futhi baveze ukuthi elinye lamaqhawe abahluphana elahluphana nabo khokho bani babo yilo iqhawe lakwethu elingumsungulo esizwe sakithi inkosi uMzibingazi kaMashobane. Echaza umama lwana uSara uyasho ukuthi sebekwenzile konke banezithombe laphana zabo Mahatma Gandhi nabanye inkosi yamahahla bakubona kubona kufanele ukuthi ngeke bawuxoxe kumbe ihistory yabo ngeke bayixoxe engaxoxanga ngomzilikazi. Uzakhumbula ukuthi isilo sasemhlahlandlela sesisukele babudube kwaZulu asizange siye straight ebudlanondo noma ngithi namhlanje sekuyiZimbabwe laphana. Saqala sathi kuZulazula khona lapha phakathi neSouth Africa esingaba lenkabazwe sibale khona eNorth West laphana kuze kuyebaleka khona phana endaweni ekuthiwa kusebhuke ngeRustin eyafika laphana yaba nezigodlo ezintathu okwagcina sokusiba lesesine esithiwa seGabheni. Kwakunesigodlo laphana okwakuthiwa kusekuphumuleni, kube nesigodlo sasemhlahlandlela, kube sokuba nesigodlo sasendinaneni. Yilapho-ke inkosi yakithi eyazinza khona, okwathi ngaleso sikhathi sazinze lapho kwaba lokuhluphana kakhulu namabhunu ngendlela eyisimanga kangangokuthi babe sazi ukuthi uma beke badifita behlula iqhawe elingumzilikazi kusho ukuthi umhlaba lo ababewufuna babezowuthola, njengoba nabo bekuchaza kabanzi ukuthi bahluphana kakhulu nenkosi uMzilikazi.
Ye, khonapho-ke singathi kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi kufake isithombe selesi?
Kuqakatheke kakhulu, ikakhulu kithi nathi siyisizwe, ngoba lento ebizwa ngesilungu uxolo ukhona oba ngumsindo, ukurecognizewa kwesizwe sakithi ikakhulu kwenkosi okuyiyona umsungulo esizwe. Lokho kufanele singabe thwakazi sikujabulele, ngoba ziningi izinto ezingavezwa ngobuqhawe kumbe ngechaza elabanjwa ngokhokho bethu benenkosi uMzilikazi ekadeni, okuthi noma kuxoxwa kube sengathi ngabantu abangazanga bavele emlandweni, kanti ngempela okhokho bethu nenkosi uMzilikazi balibamba iqhaza kakhulu, ikakhulu lekulwele nomhlaba khona lapha endaweni yaseNingizimu ne-Afrika.
Ye, vala khonapho-ke usitshele ukuthi pho njengoba sekule sithombe lesi abafisa ukusibona bengenza njani?
Bengaxhumana ne-ofisi lenkosi, ngizoxolisa kodwa-ke inamba okwamanje ngiyilibele, kodwa-ke bengasebenzisa noma eyami inamba bese ngibaxhumanisa ne-ofisi lenkosi, sibaxhumanise futhi naleyo ndawo ukuthi bekwazi ukuthi bayofika khona. Kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi abantu bakithi kunokwenzeka uthole ukuthi abanye abajabule nesithombe ukuthi asisihlanga, kodwa khona lokuyana nje ukuthi sithole ukurecognizewa kubaluleke kakhulu ekutheni nathi singabantu namhlanje sesiyazi umhlaba wonke ukuthi siyisizwe ngempela esivelayo esilomlando futhi. Ngakho-ke abantu kuyabakhuthaza ukuthi nxa bekhona abanye abathi bona bangenza kangcono, kulungile nabo abasenze isithombe senkosi uMzilikazi noma khona fana emhlahlandlela okwakuyisigodlo senkosi. Lokhuyana kuyasikhuthaza ngempela ukuthi nathi sikwenze okwethu okuzokwenza ukuthi kuhlale kuyisikhumbuzo esizokwaziwa yizizukulwane zonke ezesizwe sakithi.
Yelo-ke ubaba uMnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Siyabonga kakhulu Ngwenya, ungadinwa kusasa.
Sigcina amasiko,
sigcina
amasiko,
kangela
ubaba mkhulu.
Okwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silontukamela inkomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungamile inkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi useNispanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje kusihlwa, ngiyakhola libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Namuhla ngifuna sikhangele umbhalo ovela kuJakobe ichapter ka-5 ivesi isukela ku-16 ithi yona, ngakho-ke vumani izono zenu omunye komunye njalo likhulekelane ukuze lisiliswe. Umkhuleko womuntu olungileyo ulamandla njalo uyasebenza. U-Elijah wayengumuntu njengathi, wakhuleka ngokutshiseka ukuba izulu lingani, lakanye kalinanga elizweni iminyaka emithathu lengxenye. Wakhuleka futhi amazulu aletha izulu, kwathi umhlaba la wathela izilimo zawo. Ngifuna ukuba namhlanje sikhangeleni lolu daba oluqakathekileyo olomthandazo. Siyakwazi ukuthi abafundi bakaJesu kulento eyodwa abacela ukuba sicela usifundise. Bathi kuye, sicela usifundise ukuba sithandaze njani. Base bebonile ukuba uJesu nxa engenzi izinto
ezilethe inguquko ebantwini wayeqala ngomthandazo. UJakobe lapho yakhuluma ukuba umkhuleko womuntu olungileyo ulamandla njalo uyasebenza. Lapha mfuna ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi gathi ukuthi umkhuleko womuntu ongalasono, gathi njalo ukuthi umkhuleko womuntu ongaphambanisiyo, kodwa uthi umkhuleko womuntu olungileyo. Mfuna ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi ukulunga kwethu kuvela kuKristu. Kuthi ukuthi lo umkhuleko oma umuntu ema egxile kuKristu. Kulabantu abafuna ukuthandaza umbe bekhuleke kuNkulunkulu bethi kodwa uNkulunkulu kenzi lutho kodwa ungagxilanga kuye. Kuthi ukuthi kulunga kwethu ayisikho umsebenzi esiyenzayo, silungile ngenxa yokuthi sinokholo kuKristu njalo sigxile kuye, njalo sithi ukulunga kwethu kuvelela kuye. UKristu yikho ukulunga kwethu. Ngakho uJakobe lapho uyagcizelela lindaba ukuthi ke umthandazo onamandla, umthandazo osebenzayo ngomuntu ogxile kuKristu. Le into yokuqala emfuna uyibambe mlalelo wami uyizwisise ukuba ungeke wathi wena akulandaba lokuthi ngibe kuKristu. Kulabantu abathi hayi mina ngilikholwa kodwa lasechurch vela ngiyi. Kambe sure ungabe uthandana lo muntu ungamfoneli, ungakhulumisani laye, ungazange wenze isivumelwano ukuthi hayi kodwa siyathandana, lingakhulumisana. Ntsho lokho kutsho ukuthi ubudlelwano lobu buyophela, bungabi le mpumelo enhle. Njalo siyananzelela ukuthi ukhuluma lapha ngo-Elijah, ukuthi u-Elijah wayengumuntu onjengathi. Kutsho ukuthi lapha loba sibuthakathaka, loba singabantu, kodwa ke uThixo usinika umusa wokuba nxa sithandaza, umthandazo yethu ilethe inguquko. Abanye abantu bacawunti hayi kumele ngiye kumprofethi ukuthi ube ngiyengithandazelayo, kumbe ngiye kubhishophu, kumbe ngiye kumfundisi. UNkulunkulu usibizele ukuthi wonke umuntu akwanise ukuthandaza akhulumisane laye, kunganakukhetha ukuthi ungubani. Ngakho-ke wena ondlaleleyo unalo ilungelo lokuma esigabeni sokuthandaza ukhulumisana lo Nkulunkulu, aphendule umthandazo yakho.
Akuyibhethe mfundisi.
Nkulunkulu wami, namhlanje siyathandaza ukuba ungabe kuyiziphi izidingo zalaba abalaleleyo kule program namhlanje. Ngithandazela ukuba ubathinte, kunabanye abangezwa kuhle emzimbeni, baphilise Baba ngegama likaJesu, bethole ukuphiliswa okuvelela kuwe. Kulabanye abalezidingo abafuna ukuthi ubenzele izimango, ubavulele amasango, ngiyathandaza ngegama likaJesu uba Baba kuliviki ezayo bebona amasango evuleka ukuze bebekwazi ukuba wena uyaphendula imthandazo. Ngegama likaJesu siyathandaza, amen. Inkosi libusise balaleli bami, sihlangane ngeviki elizayo.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenisipanda. Thiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo. Wezabatsha uDaboka Ncube uxoxa lonkosazana Mhlela Usizo Ncube West African Chiefs.
I-gastrotourism yi-experience ehlose ukukholisisa izivakashi zakuleli kunye lezemazweni omhlaba wonke jikelele ezithakazelela ukuzwisisa ezamasiko, kuhlanganyelwe ukudla okushiyashiyeneyo ikakhulu okomgangatho ophezulu, what we call indigenous foods, okwakithi kutshadiswe lokudla okomhlaba wonke jikelele njalo okushiyashiyeneyo emazweni esengike ngahamba ngafunda kiwo.
Ekuqaleni i-Global Village Chef's Table inhloso yenu ngeyani?
I-Global Village Chef's Table is an exclusive platform ehlose ukubukisa lokubonakalisa ubuhle belizwe lakithi, ubunandi bokudla kwakithi esikuthi khona i-indigenous cuisine, kuchadiswe lokwamazwe nentshonalanga lasempumalanga, American cuisine, European cuisine, Asian cuisine, phakathi kwamanye ama-cuisines. Esikufunayo ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuxhumanisa ukudla lamasiko, babe lenzwisiso yokuthi njengoluntu umhlaba ufana le village, njalo siyakwazi ukuthi sithole ukuthula lokuzwana lokuthandana sisebenzisa ukudla.
Kuyini okwakwenza ukuthi ukhethe lo msebenzi phakathi kweminye imisebenzi yonke?
Mina ngazala ngimncane kakhulu esithi ngesilungu teenage motherhood. ubunzima engahlangana labo yibo bangifuqayo ukuthi ngisithuthukise kwezemfundo ephathelane nomsebenzi wezandla. Ngakho-ke ngahamba emhlahlandlela ngathola kuvuleka ithuba le-apprenticeship in culinary arts. Nga-aplaya-ke ngenhlahla enkulu ngabizwa e-Victoria Falls Safari Lodge for interview. Ekuhambeni kwami ngagada ibhasi eyayigcwele abelungu abavela emazweni ashiyeshiyeneyo omhlaba. Ngathola ithuba lokuxoxaxoxa labo ngananzela ukuthi yiyo le nto engiyithandayo. Xa ngingathola ithuba lokuthi ngifunde ngifike la okulezinto ezinje khona ngajabula kakhulu. Ngenhlanhla enkulu ngaphumelela kwi-interview yami, ngafunda e-School of Hospitality and Tourism koBulawayo ngaqeqesha. Yikho ke ekusebenzeni ngazimisela ukuthi ngizaba lebhizimusi elizathuthukisa abantu ngokupheka. Manje ngumqondisi wesikolo se-School of Food Africa.
Ungathini kwabasakhulayo abathi bona balothando lokuthi benza umsebenzi wokupheka njalo bayawenelisa kodwa belokuthandabuza okokuthi ungaba ngumsebenzi ongabaphilisa na?
Mina ngintombazana yasemakhaya ngokobhekwele emakhaya ikhesi number 39. Ngangingakhangelelanga ukuthi ngala imvela khona ngahamba isibanga esingaka empilweni. Ukupheka kwangitshintshela impilo, kwangisiza ngaqala ibusiness lami lokufundisa abanye ukuthi ukupheka kuyakwazi ukuthi kugcine. Sengahamba amazwe ngathola ithuba lami ngalokho engikwenzayo, ngafunda e-America iMandela Washington Fellowship eyangivula amehlo ngananzelela ukuthi hayi lami ngingancedisa abanye abafisa ukuzithuthukisa ngokupheka. Manje ngiqondisa isikolo sokupheka okuthiwa i-School of Food Africa abafuna ukulolonga ama-skills abo okupheka, befuna ukuthi baqale amabhizimusi okupheka kumbe badinga imisebenzi endaweni ezibhatala imali ethe xaxa kumbe abafuna ukulondoloza impilakahle yabo ngokudla, bangabuya e-School of Food Africa sibafundise. Kufuna ukuzimisela nxa ungene kuprofession yokupheka, kufuna isibindi, ufuna uhlale uzinakekele emzimbeni wakho kanye lokuzwisisa ukuthi imali ungayenza njani ngokudlalela ebantwini abavele sebephakathi kwamabhizinisi abo. Xa usungene kuprofession yokupheka kufuna ukuthi ube ngumuntu okwaziyo into ayifunayo. Xa ungayikhetha ungethuselwa ngabantu noma xa ungayehluleka ungakhalali, vuka uzame, no reverse, no retreat, no surrender. Xa kuliphupho lakho ekuphekeni, xa ungalezo uphindaphinde liyakwazi ukuthi likutshintshe impilo yakho kunye labanye abantu. Njengami nje ngikhuluma ngiyalubona utshintsho olukhulu kimi njengomama kunye lamanye amankazana asakhulayo.
Lapha lizwe unkosazana Mhlela Usizo Ncube owe-Stereotype African Chefs exoxa lo Daboka Ncube owe-Studio 7. Wezemidlalo uJoseph Janju usejulela impumelelo yemidlalo edlalwe namhla kusigaba se-Premier Soccer League.
Iqembu le-Lendersele lithiwe ngemiklomelo yemini liqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo yelenkezi Platinum Stars ngemva kokunqotshwa eliwenziwe ngele-1 nge-1 kanyani namhla ngase-Colliery. Iqembu le-Lenders lemiklomelo ngama-44 kuthi elenkezi Platinum Stars lona lilemiklomelo ngama-42 njalo libhaxabulele ZPC Caribbean nge-3 kanyani izolo. Ngomgqibelo kweminye imidlalo edlalwe namhla, iqembu le-Dynamos litshaye le-Capes United nge-1 kanyani enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium kuthi ele-Black Rhinos linqobele Manyika Diamonds nge-2-1 ngase-Bata. Ngiyimele Studio 7 koBulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Kusenjalo uJoseph Njanji uxoxa lo-Abraham Bayiwa owayengumgadli wamaqembu abalisa i-Islanders, iChapungu kanye leZimbabwe Saints. Umbiba ukhuthaza abaqeqeshi kanye lenkokheli zomdlalo wenguqu ukuba bayamukele ulwazi lokulezi nsuku olwe-sports science.
Umbayiwa ofundele izifundo ze-sports science ekolitshini le-National University of Science and Technology uthi kuhle kakhulu ukuba sebebaningi abafundele i-sports science elizweni. Uthi okuqakathekileyo ukuba basebenzise lokho abakufundayo ukuthuthukisa umdlalo wenguqu.
Sisesimeni esihle, but the challenge is now ukuthi are we able to embrace it, ukuyithatha ukuthi senze njani, ukuthi everyone has to accept it, and if we accept it that then we move on. So it's a matter of ukuthi ama coaches akho nabuyayo, they have to embrace it, nama administrators, everyone has to balance it, because it's into yenzakala kwamanye amazwe. That's how they are progressing, that's how they are doing it. Sebeyivumile bayithatha bayifunda, so kuyakufuna into eziningi labo equipment langayo.
Ngesikhathi efunda eNust, umbayo bevele eqeqesha iqembu labasakhulayo ele-First Mobile Academy. Kwaze kusithi nyakenye iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs limuphe ithuba elokuba asebenzise ulwazi lwakhe kusigaba saphezulu ese-Premier Soccer League.
That opportunity engayiphiwa iBulawayo Chiefs, it uplifted me, yangenza lami ngafunda ezinye izinto engangingazazi. Lazi izinto zokuthi, you know, sasifunda eNust, of course we're being taught eNust. And but you know the jungle, if you don't use it practically, you don't see the value of it. So Pulawayo Chiefs came knocking and they gave me that opportunity, and at least Kwanisa la mufunda one or two things, and I was under the mentorship by Nilton, and I'm happy that he took his time to teach me the ropes, and in terms of fitness, in terms of maybe football in general, as a coach, how you behave, how you conduct yourself.
Lonyaka umbayiwa uphenduke uqembe elimkhulisileyo ele Highlanders lapha aqashwe khona ukuba nguye okhangele uqina kwabadlali ube ingxenye yabaqeqetshi abasebenze leqembu lesizwe lapho lidlala lele Namibia ngosuku kugcotshwa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
And that's the journey, and I'm with Highlanders, and again I'm working with coach Ubrito, and I'm still learning, and it's good to be here. So that our seniors are enjoying. Recently, I was lucky because getting a visa for the first time in the national team to assist as a fitness trainer at the FOE KMA inauguration. So it shows that maybe there's progress in what we're doing, and I just hope for better things to come, and hopefully we have been doing well as a team as Islanders this year. So it's a good year for us and for everyone. So we hope for the best.
Umbayiwa ukhulele emakhandeni lapho abonwe khona umqeqetshi olodumo u-Alibaba Dube edlala inguqu wasesiyadlala kuqembu labasakhulayo le-Highlanders. Udlale waze waba ingxenye yeqembu elikhulu ele-Highlanders ngomnyaka ka-2000 kodwa kube nzima ukudlala waze wacina esiyadlala kuqembu le-Chapungu lapho adlale khona waze waphenduka kuqembu le-Highlanders ngo-2007. Uke wadlalela njalo amaqembu abalisayele Bantu Rovers kanye le-Zimbabwe Saints, njalo wekele ukudlala ngo-2015 ngesikhathi esefundele ukuba ngumbalisi njengoba wayesefundisa eMabhikwa High School eLupane. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Sikasizwe ezomculo.
Ngibulise ngibingele njalo obulisayo Brighton Maphosa ongumeli weqembu leNkayi Challengers. Ya ngiphuma eNkayi esigabeni phaya eziqalabeni. Ngikhulele khona lapho into engayisho nje ukuthi ke okwamanje ngilapha koBulawayo, ukho lapho engenzela khona umusic wami ukucula nje. Ngiqale ngo-2020, yeah, ngilama album angu-2. Yokuqala akwanele esifile ngicela ngabantu ama-single nge-3. Okwamanje ngiyenza i-album entsha ezophuma mhla ka-30 September ethi Kukhona Okuzolethusa. Okuyilapho ke okule ngoma khona eziwu-8 ezishisa amalangabi. Support. Sicela uma ufuna umusic ka King Boss yangena ku YouTube uthi King Boss andiqala Challengers. Uyazithola ingoma, ama video akhona kule yokuqala ethi Ukuhlonipha, album yokuqala. Kuzobuya lesibili ka-2022 ethi Ngixwaye Ngabantu Lomakoti. Izila ama video yatholakala ku YouTube njalo. Ngoma zethu abafuna ama CD atholakala inamba zikhona ama South Africa, Botswana nase Zimbabwe. Uyazithola ingoma. Siyabonga abantu bakithi ke, sicela uxhaso kakhulu bantu bakithi ukuze sikhule. Siyabonga kubo bonke abasixhasayo laba akafinyele ukuthi besixhase. Siyakhuthaza njalo ukuthi siyacela bafowethu lisixhase, lisupporte. Sinabantwana abakhona apho koBulawayo, sinabantwana abakhona apho koMthwakazi eZimbabwe. Singabeno, siyabonga abantu bakithi. Inkosi yokusiza.
Ngikhuluke Brighton Maphosa singakagqiba uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje ukuthi sikhangele bezigogela abakubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change. Bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlana ngamapholisa, kodwa abakubandla le-ZANU PF Party ngabazilutho ngokubotshwa kwamalunga e-CCC. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje, wolivalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo osithembayo uKips Dube. Lilale.